From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Milwaukee Tool has officially opened its first Canadian service hub in Keswick with a ribbon-cutting celebration attended by local officials, community members, and business leaders. The new 54,000-square-foot facility will handle tool repairs and servicing and is expected to create more than 80 jobs as it grows. Company representatives said they chose Georgina because of its strong community and business opportunities. If you haven't put your spring flowers out yet, you may want to hold off a few more days. Environment Canada has issued a frost advisory for Georgina, Newmarket, Innisfil, and several surrounding communities, with temperatures expected to drop to near or below freezing overnight. Residents are being advised to cover outdoor plants that could be damaged by the frost. The advisory is in effect with high forecast confidence and moderate impact levels across the region. Public pressure continues to grow following the death of a 3-year-old Rottweiler during an encounter with Aurora Animal Services officers in East Gwillimbury on May 4th. The town of Aurora says it is cooperating with several oversight agencies, but has not released further details while reviews and investigations continue. A second peaceful protest demanding transparency and accountability is planned outside Aurora Town Hall on May 26, as the dog's family continues to call for an independent investigation. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.